I could just about guarantee you, though, that we are now joined by all of the candidates for mayor of Hillsboro, because there's only one of them, and it's Tom Stevens, the incumbent mayor. He joins us now. How's it going?
It is going well, Aaron, and good afternoon to you.
And again, early voting going on all week long, and I don't know if you had a chance to check out any of the early voting sites yet, but what are you hearing in terms of feedback as far as the turnout?
Well, I have voted, and I didn't have a chance to check today, but I know on Friday there's about 80 voters. So there is a steady turnout, but it seems to be pretty light. We're encouraging the people to get out there and vote. Local elections matter. And if you love your community, you want to get out there and make sure that your vote is counted.
And again, early voting for another few days between now and October 31st, Saturday. So any day in there, you can get out to the polls and vote. There's three sites if you're a Durham resident who votes in the Chapel Hill elections, or if you're a Durham resident who votes in Durham for that matter, three early voting sites for you. And then election day proper on the 3rd next week, Tuesday. So still plenty of chances. Talking about Hillsboro news, and I know there's a board meeting tonight that I want to get to. But before that, some exciting news that just came down about Riverwalk, another award for the town on Riverwalk, this one from the American Planning Association, right?
Well, indeed. The North Carolina chapter of the American Planning Association, one of their higher awards, which is the Marvin Collins Award, was bestowed upon the town, essentially our planning staff, for the implementation of Riverwalk, that they actually not only planned a very good place, but they made it happen. And so we're really, really delighted to receive that award. And there's very something special about that award as well. It is a Marvin Collins Planning Award. Our planning director, Margaret Houth, went to the luncheon in Raleigh at their convention meeting to receive that award. Marvin Collins was the planner for Hillsboro many, many years ago. So we feel like we've had a very long track record of very good planning. And Margaret had used to work for Marvin Collins. So to receive the Marvin Collins Award was really special for us.
Nice that it comes full circle like that, right?
Indeed.
And again, Riverwalk has been open for some time. If you haven't gotten a chance to head up to Hillsboro and take a walk on it, it really is beautiful. It's got to be beautiful now because the fall colors have got to be out.
The fall colors are out. Of course, the weather in the last week has been just spectacular. But even when it's a cool day or a little bit rainy today, was walking today and it was just starting to just even a few little sprinkles. It is amazing to me how many people are out there. The diversity of folks out there. There's families with young kids, and there's older folks, and there's people walking at work, and kind of from all walks of life. And what a tremendous place and community asset this has been. I continue to believe that in many ways Riverwalk is one of those things that Hillsboro in particular will be as part of our brand, what we will be known for. As much as the town clock or any other specific spot in Hillsboro. It's just really part of who we are now.
I think so. We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and great time to head out to Riverwalk because of the fall colors and everything else. I know in Chapel Hill, I got a tour of the SECU family house earlier today. I had a chance to do that, and driving down Old Mason Farm Road right by the Botanical Garden, really noticed that all of the leaves are turning and it looks really gorgeous. So this is a great time to get out into the woods, onto those trails, onto Riverwalk in Hillsboro, and really check it out.
And coming up in a few months is something very, very special in Riverwalk and in downtown Hillsboro, and that's going to be a stick work by well-known artist Patrick Dougherty. I remember visiting his artwork at the North Carolina Museum of Art. So the funds have been raised and folks are gathering saplings, and there's lots and lots of volunteers who over the next few weeks will be stripping those saplings. And then in November, that stick work will be very, very close to that entrance by the Weaver Street Market and the parking deck that a lot of people seem to use, right in the middle of the Riverwalk, where the sculpture will be made and be up for people to enjoy for many months to come. So we're just very, very excited about that.
Now let's talk about how democratic we are in Orange County, whether it's Hillsborough or Carrboro or Chapel Hill, with our events and our parades and our public artworks. And I don't think there's any more striking example of that I've heard in a while than this major art project involving the phrase, people are out gathering saplings for it.
Indeed. And it's very, very useful. Talk to the folks up at Airmount, which is this past weekend had their Kay Lee, a tremendous event, and they were providing lots and lots of the saplings that are needed, and as one of the folks who works with the caretakers there said, we needed to clear this out. We're not sure how we're going to do this. How can we do this? And to have all volunteers being able to cut and clear the land, so it really helps the larger trees in the forest grow. It ultimately is all a very, very good thing. So it all comes together, and now we get to make a wonderful piece of art with
it. That's great. And Patrick Doherty is the same artist. I just mentioned the Botanical Garden. He's got that big one up there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And I think it's had one today, Ackland, not too long ago, going correctly.
So a lot of art of Patrick Doherty's that's around the area, and there's going to be another really cool one in Hillsborough. When is that going to be? You said a couple of months, right?
Well, in November. So we have volunteers who will be gathering through November the saplings, and so it's a work in process. And at some point, over the next couple of months with volunteer stripping and gathering the stick work. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but they'll be making sort of continual announcements through November. So stay tuned, and if you go to the Hillsborough Arts Council website, that's hillsboroughartscouncil.org, there's links directly to it. You can keep up with it. I know as of the 14th of this month, they've raised $24,000 of the $26,000 gold that they had. So they're well on their way. I think most of the funding is available. There were several large grants from the Hillsborough Tourism Board and the Orange County Arts Commission, but there's lots of small grants as well, or small donations that people have made, and all that has been very, very helpful.
Awesome. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, that's coming up very soon. Tonight, there is a meeting of the town board, or a work session of the town board, right, with a number of items on the agenda?
Yes, it is our, I would say, usually we have one regular meeting, we call. We're usually making a lot of decisions. Our work sessions, we might have a couple quick items for decision, but for the most part, it gives us an opportunity to just think about have some conversations on a little bit more depth about issues. The things that we're going to be looking at tonight of specific importance is going to be the next phase of downtown improvements and that are being proposed. We do expect some construction to be happening. It seems like it's been delayed for any number of reasons for the second phase, and we now will want to wait until after the holiday season before we try to do any kind of construction, but we're already thinking about the next phase, and this would impact me right in front of my little gallery on King Street. What we're looking at, but how can we do some tweaks to increase a loading zone on Margaret Lane, and we have maybe put in some pavers and some plantings, and just make it a little bit easier for pedestrians and easier for folks to get around there in the downtown area. That's one thing, and then the next item is we have had a couple conversations, but wanted to circle back to affordable housing and try to think about what's an overall consistent strategy, what's an overall policy that we want to look at. Of course, now that we're expecting a number of developments might be coming our way, and what is our expectation about affordable housing? Our staff have provided a basic report, which is an interesting one to read as a basis for that conversation. And, finding we actually have a pretty good housing stock already that is affordable in Hillsborough. So trying to think what's the best thing we can do to maintain that.
So that meeting is tonight, 7 o'clock, in the Hillsborough Town Barn. Again, work session for the Town Board of Commissioners. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, before we let you go, I know a couple of things are coming up towards the end of the week in Hillsborough that we want to get the word out about. Obviously, Last Friday is coming up this Friday, but also Halloween as well.
Last Friday and Halloween. I know the Chamber is having, as part of their business after hours, is having a masquerade ball, so that's going to be fun on Thursday. It is the Last Friday Art Walk, so there's not going to be the music downtown. Friday that there is on the outdoor court, but it is the art walk, and I know the Eno Gallery, the Arts Council Gallery, I know my gallery, and the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts are going to have some great new shows, and the town will be very, very festive. Encourage people to come out, and then there's wonderful music on Friday night, but particularly on Halloween. You know, there's going to be lots of trick-or-treaters. I encourage people to be really, really safe, but it's going to be Halloween on a Saturday. I'm expecting it'll be just a very small town festive in Hillsborough. We'll see lots of kids in their costumes out and about. For adults, there's great music that's happening at the Hot Tin Roof and Mastery Tavern and Mystery Brew Pub. And, it's the time that most of the folks I know just really like to get out and enjoy their small town. So come enjoy Halloween in Hillsborough.
We really do Halloween right around Orange County, don't we?
We do. And of course, Chapel Hill is famous and trying to keep that contained. It's much more small town in Hillsborough, but it is a very, very special holiday. This past weekend, we had the largest group of tours for the Holiday Spirits tours, which were evening tours, and our community players came out in costumes and ghosts and talked about the various ghost stories around Hillsborough that's tied to some of the historic places. And so that was fun. If you were walking through town, you'd see the tour groups out, and sometimes you'd see some of the actors around in costume. Edmund Fanning came out, spoke to us when we were walking by from dinner. That was kind of fun.
Awesome. Well, a lot more coming up this weekend, so head up to Hillsborough and check that out again. This Friday's Art Walk, and then a lot of Halloween stuff between now and then, too. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, and boo, happy Halloween.